The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBott. Good morning. It is Tuesday, the 26th of April, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center is a great choice. And our phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And good morning. Wow. Jared's here.
Good morning.
I wasn't here yesterday.
I wasn't here yesterday.
Thanks for everybody that called in and sent us text and emails asking if we were okay. Our neighbors across the street said, "Are you okay?" We were fine. I was just, you know, we'd worked the whole weekend, so we decided to take Monday off. And we had Nigel and James. We owed them a show because we had taken two of their shows for the forum, the Chamber of Commerce forum. Who was on yesterday?
Patrick Jones.
Okay. Well, Patrick's getting a lot of time, a lot of radio time. Okay. Hey, before we get with the news, just to tell everybody that starting next month, we're going to have every candidate that we can lay our hands on, all the supervisors, every one of the ones running for office are going to be on in May here. So we're going to have them on a minimum of an hour. And so we can listen to, again, to everything they're saying. We don't want anybody to go to the polls without having heard at least an hour of them answering questions and saying what they're going to, what they want to accomplish. So, okay, what's the weather look like, buddy?
Currently 55 degrees. Today is going to be sunny. Tonight mostly clear with a high of 76, a low of 48. Tomorrow is sunny. Tomorrow night's going to be mostly cloudy with a high of 76, a low of 48. Thursday, it looks like it's going to be mostly sunny with a slight chance of rain and then partly cloudy with a high of 69, a low of 45. Friday is going to be sunny with a high of 76, a low of 52. Saturday, mostly sunny, then a slight chance of showers, and partly cloudy with a high of 81, a low of 52. And Sunday, sunny with a high of 82, a chance of showers Sunday night, and then partly cloudy with a low around 52.
Okay. Hey, the weather reports are brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane. All the propane comes out of one tank, my friend, so it's a customer service that makes the difference, and their customer service is just outstanding. A veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 365-3793. Okay. This weekend, went to the, I emceed the Safari Club International annual banquet. 320 people there. That's a new record. Everybody was there. There was a huge selection of gifts that were or items that were raffled off. Let me put it this way. The doors opened at 5. I got there about 4:30 because I was emceeing. And we did not finish till 10:30 that night. And I, you know, once that train left the station, we were going for it. We had silent auction. We had gifts for and drawings for kids under the age of 10, and then from 11 to 17. And this one, they were winning everything from a week at the Rocky Point. I think it's Rocky Point, summer camp, to shotguns and rifles, and then the number of items that were raffled off, everything from dishes to paintings to guns to outdoor equipment, and then the live auction, 32 items of live auctioning. Hunts, photo safaris, goose hunts, I mean, you name it, it was there. And people stayed to the end. It was great. So, a big shout out to the people there at Safari Club International, and especially, especially the McLeods, Sheila and Larry McLeod, married 52 years, and they made the announcement that, yeah, they're going to step back a little bit. You know, Larry's 80, and it's time to let some of the younger people get involved with this. But it was a great event. It raised, you know, $1,000 scholarship to a young lady here in town. It raises money for all the conservation efforts, in our area and nationally and internationally. So it was a great, great event. Now, moving on from there. Shirley Papini's husband has asked for a divorce. He's doing it to protect the kids. Well, that's probably a good idea since, looks, you know, Shirley, just by the facts of the Papini case, you know, left him kind of like high and dry for 2 weeks or 16 days or however long it was, and was down with an ex-boyfriend. And then came back with all this. I mean, the Papini name was, has been damaged. So you kind of, and as Linda's always said, you feel for the kids and the husband and the family, their entire family. Do you use Twitter, buddy?
No, I look at Twitter because just to see what people are talking about, but I personally don't interact with it.
Do you have an account with them? Is that how you can watch, see what people are saying?
I do, but I've never actually tweeted anything.
Oh, okay. Well, now you have a new owner. Elon Musk is buying Twitter at $44 billion. And this is what he says about Twitter. I love this. Of course, as soon as you go on to that, it kicks back and will not let me do this. What he said is, free speech is the bedrock of a functioning democracy, and Twitter is the digital town square where matters vital to the future of humanity are debated. I also want to make Twitter better than ever by enhancing the products with new features and making algorithms open source to increase trust, defeating the spam bots, and authenticating all humans. Twitter has tremendous potential. I look forward to working with the company and the community of users to unlock it. And, of course, this has got people on the left crazy. Elizabeth Warren thinks it's a horrible idea that there be free speech out there. Billionaires like Elon Musk play by a different set of rules, and everyone else accumulating power for their own gain. Warren tweeted, we need a wealth tax and strong rules to hold big tech accountable. Well, that's interesting now that's coming out of that, since somebody that's not on the, that is not Bezos or somebody from Apple or any of these that are controlling the media, they come out and say this. But, okay. We're going to take a quick break when we come back. Unsettling news concerning, law enforcement in our nation. And also, why should you be worried about the Solomon Islands? This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Sleep Number. Hey, you know, we've had Sleep Number for years. And one of the things we don't talk about is the customer service of Sleep Number. Their customer service is just outstanding. You know, they follow up after you've been in the store, after you've bought a bed, they follow up phone calls. And I'm not talking about, you know, 68 phone calls seeing how you like your bed. No, I'm talking about a personal phone call from somebody at the store, talking about saying how happy they are that you came in and that, they hope that your experience has been good. So it's not like you're getting lots of phone calls. You're getting sincere phone calls. And this is one of the things that when we talk to other people that have bought Sleep Numbers in other areas that they get the same type of customer service. But let me tell you that sleeping well has had a huge impact on our life, and it has a big impact on everybody's life. And why should you choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because you can adjust the bed. My Sleep Number setting last night was 55. Linda's Sleep Number setting was 30. Two different settings, same bed, both of us sleeping like rocks. It was, it's an experience that if you haven't tried it, you need to go down to the Sleep Number store over in the shopping, Target Shopping Center and try it. Lay on the beds. Talk to the pros down there. They're going to tell you why. Every great day starts the night before and now. Don't miss Sleep Number's special. Save $1,000 on Sleep Number's most popular smart bed, the i8 360 smart bed, plus special financing that ends today, Monday, April 25th, only at Sleep Number stores or on sleepnumber.com. Now, this is subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details. We'll be right back.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Stephanie Bridget boasts about her significant trial and leadership experience. Shasta County voters want the truth. Under Bridget's leadership, her team has failed to protect Shasta County families. In 2021, Bridget's team only won 63% of felony cases. In 2020, 65%. In 2019, bummer year, 55%. 2018, 56%. Unbelievable. These are some of the lowest numbers in the entire state of California. The conviction rate should be around 80 to 90%. Let's create a safer Shasta County by getting rid of Stephanie Bridget. Paid for by Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate.
Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming wildfire season. Reading Electric Utility and City of Reading staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
North State Relief, a nonprofit serving Northern California communities, is raising awareness that there are free financial counseling services available to North State residents, provided by certified counselors at Balance Pro. They offer free HUD certified financial counseling for debt, rental, and mortgage assistance, student loans, and financial counseling for veterans and fire victims. Get advice from the pros at balancepro.org or by calling 1-800-777-PLAN. That's 1-800-777-7526.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Did you know that Shasta Regional Medical Center is among the highest rated hospitals for the centers of Medicaid and Medicaid services, Medicare and Medicaid services, and getting 4 out of 5 stars and 5 out of 5 stars in some areas, including heart attack care, emergency care, preventative care, surgical complications or lack thereof, heart failure, stroke, and hip knee replacement. This and many more reasons to use Shasta Regional Medical Center. It's your health, your choice. Healing starts here. Shasta Community Health is getting ready to build they have an approved use permit for the Women's Babies and Children's Center on the northwest corner of Placer and Continental Street. It's across from the nonprofit's main clinic and headquarters. Dean Germano said the staff would like to start construction in the next two-story, 31,000-square-foot clinic this summer, and it'll take about 14 months to build. Now, this is pediatric services in Shasta Community Health's main clinic will be transferred to the new clinic, and the second floor will be maternity care. Yeah. Good for young families and for people who are expecting. Now, what about the FBI was on, head of the FBI was on 60 Minutes this past Sunday, and he was talking about violent crime in relating to police, that the number of police murders since 2020 deserves more attention in the press, skyrocketing rate. And he talked about a 59% increase in the number of police officers murdered last year as one of the most undercovered stories of the year. Some of it's tied to violent crime. But one of the phenomena that they saw last year is that the alarming percentage of the 73 law enforcement officers killed in the line of duty were killed through things like being ambushed or shot while out on patrol. They were killed because they were police officers. Wearing the badge shouldn't make you a target. Murder rates, however, in general, have been spiking in major American cities across the past 2 years. 2020 saw a nearly 30% increase in murders in the United States. And why? And the head of the FBI said the pandemic, repeat offenders, and more people are deciding to become criminals in general. So there's, what is it? It's a growing industry, being a criminal, Jared. So what? Is it because of gangs? When you get into it, and this is what he says. Now, this strikes home. And we're seeing an alarming frequency of some of the worst getting back on the streets. We are working very hard with our partner state and local law enforcement through task force and through surging rapid deployment teams. They arrested something like 15,000 violent gang members around the country. Now, but they are still being turned loose. If you remember what happened in Sacramento, the guy was on a 10-year sentence, got out way early, and within a month was a member of the 5 people that shot it out downtown, killing 6 people. The Fraternal Order of Police, National Fraternal, reported that the number of officers shot in the line of duty in 2022 is 46% higher than the year before and 63% more than in 2020. As of 1 April, there have been 101 officers shot in the line of duty so far in 2022. 101 officers shot. That's up 46%. in from 2021 and 63% from 2020. Of these officer shots, 17 of them were killed by gunfire. There have been 19 ambush-style attacks on law enforcement officers this year, up 36% from 2021 year-to-date. The ambushes have resulted in 32 officers shot, five of whom were killed by gunfire. This is kind of scary. You know, when people put on the badge, it's one thing to accept a certain, you know, you accept a certain amount of danger. You have to. That's your job. Protect and serve. But now, officers are being ambushed. They're being targeted in large cities and sometimes smaller cities. We have not found that in the North State. When I say the North State, it's north of Sacramento so much, especially up here north of Tehama County and up in, you know, in our area up here. But this trend is kind of a scary thing because this trend has to go, it goes along with turning loose criminals under our Prop 46, 47, AB 109 that just puts criminals back on the streets. When the, they're looking at putting people on the streets. Association DAs, county DAs, district attorneys from across the state tried to fight this thing. And I'm not sure where they are right now. We'll have to ask Stephanie Bridget if they pulled this thing back about turning people loose. They've got violent crimes in, violent crimes because it was not the last crime. It's totally ridiculous what's happening out here. And when you start looking at these things that are happening, and you wonder why it's hard to find police, this could be one of those reasons. Okay. Solomon Islands. Why is the Solomon Islands important to us? If you remember that during World War II, we had to take back the Marshall Islands and the Solomon Islands. And China has moved in and made a security pact with the Solomon Islands that says they can put police and troops there. Now, it's closer to Australia, of course, than it is to us. But this is China's mission is to realign the Marshall Islands toward themselves, which will give them a forward operating base. That the Solomon Islands have entered, like I said, into a security pact. And news of the negotiations between Beijing and the Solomon Islands, capital of Honiara, appeared to catch the Biden administration flat-footed. They didn't even know about it. They dispatched a hurry-up group to get there, but by the time they landed, China had announced a deal had been signed. Now, China is building aircraft carriers as fast as they can. They want to project power out into the South China Sea. They want to own the South China Sea. They told the Philippines that islands that the Philippines have had for, what, centuries, are now under argument between China and the Philippines because the Chinese say, no, those are ours. And the impact of China slowly taking and getting footholds close to Australia to take the South China Sea is big. And it's like the Biden administration has just, oh, this is happening. Well, thank goodness they woke up about the Marshall Islands, and we've opened up negotiations there because the Marshall Islands for a few years have said, we have to, you all have to pay a little more attention to us. Because we are taking it in the shorts here from natural disasters, other disasters, and we need some help here. Well, it's going to be interesting. You know, the UN said, headline from the UN, you think it's bad now, wait for 10 years. The UN. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we should have the Healthy Brain Initiative joining us to talk about those parts of our body that really do play the biggest import, our brain. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243 CT Redding.
In 2019, Christopher McHatton killed Stephen Johnson with a hammer. The big question, why? The Shasta County District Attorney spent hundreds of thousands of taxpayer dollars only to have the murder conviction reversed on appeal. Why? Because Ben Hanna, Stephanie Bridget's right-hand man, quote, misled the jury. The appellate court stated the magnitude of the error was great, prejudicial, and requires reversal. Now Shasta County taxpayers will be forced to fork out thousands more for retrial. It's time to restore competency to the DA's office. Paid for by a Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidates or candidates.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
Go big to feed your dinner bear with Black Bear Diner's brand new wow-sized 14-ounce USDA Choice Porterhouse Steak Dinner. Served with veggies and your choice of side, including our brand new house-made creamy cheddar cheese mac and cheese. This dinner will fill your plate and your belly. Get it now at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
Did you know staying active can reduce your risk of developing Alzheimer's and dementia by 45%? 2.5 hours of moderate physical activity each week is recommended. Activity for 15 to 20 minutes a day can make a difference. Take a walk, go for a swim, or dance in your living room. For more healthy brain tips and resources on Alzheimer's and dementia, visit ShastaHealthyBrain.com. This message is from Shasta County Health and Human Services, supported by the California Department of Public Health Alzheimer's Disease Program Healthy Brain Initiative.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Chewing on a piece of grass, walking down the road. Tell me, how long you gonna stay?
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. Not an assisted living facility, no. This is for active seniors. I like to get a lot of things done. Beautiful accommodations, 1 and 2 bedroom apartments. You're surrounded by the natural beauty and ample recreational opportunities here in Redding, close to the Sundial Bridge. Gourmet food, gourmet chef activities, transportation if you want. They're pet friendly. What else can I say about this? That if you've had enough of the housing and doing all the work and you want to relax a little bit and enjoy your senior years, give them a call at 238-5981. Talk to Brian there. Arrange a personalized tour. Have lunch with the people there and find out why people worry less, smile more at River Commons Senior Living. On the phone we have with us right now, Wendy Haywood, who is the Director of Operations for the Adult Day Health Care Program for Dignity Health Connected Living. And good morning, Wendy.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. Hey, we're talking the Healthy Brain Initiative. What is that?
So the Healthy Brain Initiative is a California grant-funded program that was established by the California Department of Public Health Alzheimer's Disease Program. It's dedicated to providing education about Alzheimer's disease and other dementias to the public, as well as supporting the individual living with a dementia and their caregivers.
You know,
and the
go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say our website, ShastaHealthyBrain.com.
Uh-huh. This is, you say it's by grants, and why is the Healthy Brain Initiative? Why is that important to us? Why do people need to know about this?
Well, it's important because we have a high prevalence of residents living with Alzheimer's in our community and other dementias. We have probably approximately 4,000 Shasta County residents that are living with some sort of dementia. And that number is just expected to raise. And so that's why HBI can be there to help with that.
Okay. What's the difference between... Now, see, I've helped people with dementia, and I know about, and I just had a relative die from Alzheimer's. What's the difference between the two?
Well, it's a great question. So to define dementia is kind of a general term for the symptoms of confusion and memory loss that interfere with your daily living skills. And daily living skills would be dressing, eating, toileting, your hygiene, walking. And then Alzheimer's is actually the disease of dementia. And that's, and there's approximately over 400 different types of dementias, but Alzheimer's happens to be, one of the most common ones.
Okay. So it's kind of the same thing, except can you die from dementia?
Well, dementia is just a broad term. It's kind of like the umbrella of all the diseases.
Okay.
Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah, it does, because I've heard people say, well, he's got dementia, but not Alzheimer's.
He has a form of dementia. Right. There's just many types of diseases that fall under dementia.
You said like 400?
Alzheimer's is just one. There's approximately 400 different types.
Wow. Now, people can have dementia and carry on their a semi-normal life, or can they?
They can, especially in the early stages. So you might see some memory loss, loss of finding words, like I am.
Me and Manny.
You might find just you feel off, or maybe your caregiver or your loved one thinks that maybe you're not performing in the same manner as you normally would. So there are early stages. But you can still be holding a job, volunteering, driving a car, doing your normal thing. It's just something's a little off.
Okay.
And those are typically in the early stages. And the early stages can happen well years before you actually see dramatic state, changes.
Do we have enough facilities in our town, in our county? For people with dementia?
That's a good question. I think California as a whole is stretched with especially facilities, but I think there are a lot of resources and other community agencies that help support that. But I think just in general, housing and a place, when you get to the level where you can't, when they no longer can live at home, I think it's just really a tight thing in California as a whole.
Okay. So what does the Healthy Brain Initiative do for people with, that are suffering from dementia or trying to prevent it, I guess? Can you prevent dementia?
you can not necessarily prevent it, but you can take steps and try to decrease it. Because I think, you know, like being as healthy as possible, getting enough sleep, exercising, you know, that's good for your health regardless. I don't think there's any, like, definitive, like, you can do this to prevent it, because there's a lot of factors why people get it.
Mm-hmm.
Or it happens to them. But as far as the Healthy Brain Initiative, what they do is they have a lot of media campaigns to help promote the awareness and education of Alzheimer's and dementias.
Mm-hmm.
They provide educational presentations to the communities and to healthcare providers. They conduct trainings for emergency responders. They provide resources and collaborate with other organizations in the communities.
Okay.
They provide educational materials, patient advocacy, many things that they do.
When you now, if somebody thinks that maybe somebody in their home has dementia or Alzheimer's, who do they reach mm-hmm. out to?
Oh, gosh, there's many different places. So, one, they could reach out to Shining Care. They can reach out to the Alzheimer's Association. They can reach out to Passages.
Uh-huh.
And then they can reach out to my organization, which is Dignity Health Connected Living.
Uh-huh.
And all of those, there's other agencies, but all of those agencies can provide some sort of resource or connection or just a friendly person to talk to and get them some information. It's also all kinds of stuff on the, you know, through these agencies on their websites, especially Alzheimer's Association. They have tons of information on the disease.
Okay. I tell you what, let's take a quick break because I got a lot more questions.
Okay.
Because my father-in-law, who's 90, getting ready to be 91, is sharp mm-hmm. as a tack. And yet he's got two younger brothers that have dementia, and one just died from dementia, Alzheimer's, and they're younger than he is. And is this something that it's a to have it? And there's another brother, but he's a lot younger. But I mean, is it something that it can skip? Is it something that he was doing right? My father-in-law was doing right over the years. Or is this something that just kind of strikes capriciously, and we can talk about that when we get back? Okay? If you're thinking about purchasing an electric car, yeah, Redding Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofredding.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. Also, Redding Electric Utility is putting a lot of information out there about hardening your home, making it harder for your, making it more difficult for a fire to reach your home. What can you do to protect your home from fire? All of this is from Redding Electric Utility. We'll be right back with Wendy Haywood, Director of Operations for the Adult Day Healthcare, and we're talking about Alzheimer's, dementia, and the Healthy Brain Initiative. We'll be right back.
Shasta County, are you ready for something real special? Mary's Pizza Shack has some changes. We're now Charlie's Tap House, and a tap house rule number one is come in for the homemade pizzas, pastas, and other house-made specialties, and stay for the beer wall.
Mary's Pizza Shack is now Charlie's Tap House, pizza, pasta, grill. Same family owners and same homemade recipes. Plus, a few more you'll want to try for yourself. Friday nights, try our special hand-cut prime rib for just $28 with all the fixings. And all week, you can enjoy surf and turf or salmon and polenta.
Don't miss Shasta County's premier tap beer wall with your favorite beers on demand that you can order by the ounce. Try our new house beer collaboration with Woody's Brewing, Flippin' Hazy. Your taste buds will thank you. And when you sign up for our Tap House Rewards program, you'll automatically get $5 off towards your next order. Remember, our vibe is casual. The atmosphere is social.
Order online at charlews.com. That's charlews.com.
We just don't feel safe. Kids shot by stray bullets, gangs overrunning neighborhoods, children we know dying from drug poisonings, and the politicians supposed to be protecting us side with criminals or just don't care. California's never felt so hopeless.
I'm Nathan Hochman. California is under attack, and I intend to stop it. I've spent years prosecuting criminals. As an assistant U.S. Attorney General and head of a California fraud task force, I locked up violent criminals, drug traffickers, corrupt politicians, and financial predators. As Attorney General, I'll crack down on cartels and gangs, get fentanyl and dangerous narcotics off the streets, lock up violent criminals, and prosecute corruption. My mission always has been and always will be to protect California families.
Nathan Hochman, an Attorney General who will keep us safe.
Paid for by Nathan Hochman for Attorney General 2022.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price, and after a few months, realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, 7:48 in the morning here, excuse me, on the 26th of April, 2022. It is 55 degrees out there. It's going up to 70s. 72 today or 77? Hello. No, well, hello. No, I was asking Jared if it was going to go up to 77 today or 72.
I'm sorry, I was reading the chat room.
Oh, okay.
It's 76.
76 today, okay. And, hey, look, if you've been suffering from orthopedic injuries, strains, and sprains, I might have strained parts of my body yesterday with the abrupt stop with my horse. I could stop by Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance in the Sunset Shopping Center at 3673 Eureka Way and see physical therapists Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang. They will get people back into action. Plenty of experience there. U.S. gymnastics team, pro football combine, colleges, universities, they know what they are doing. And if you need some help getting back into shape, or recovering from injuries, they're the ones to go to. Give them a call at 530-533-5030 today, located in the Sunset Shopping Center. On the phone, I've got Wendy Haywood, who is Director of Operations for the Adult Day Healthcare, and we're talking the Healthy Brain Initiative that's going on in Shasta County. And Healthy Brain Initiative, you know, we're talking dementia and Alzheimer's. What are some of the symptoms for Alzheimer's?
So there's many symptoms. Probably the most common are confusion with time or place, problem solving, trouble planning things, loss of words, spoken or written, changes in behavior in personalities. Are big ones as well.
Sometimes they can people can become violent. Is that true, or is that
they can? They can. It's typically towards maybe the later stages.
Yeah.
Those kind of things. There's if you go to the Alzheimer's Association website, they have a complete list of warning signs and things to look for. But the most common are probably confusion or just the behavior. You know, somebody
sure.
might never have cussed before, and all of a sudden they're cussing and they're just mean, and they may never have been that way. So changes in behavior are mm-hmm. pretty significant.
Are there any
themselves?
Are there any factors that can make it more likely to develop Alzheimer's? I mean, besides lack of a healthy
usually
diet,
family history. Oh, for sure. Usually family history is a factor. It could have been a head injury, strokes, heart disease.
Okay.
Just age.
Age. If we all live, Wendy, if we all live long enough, will it hit us?
Not necessarily, no.
Yeah, because I'm looking at a 91-year-old man. I mean, this guy is sharp, and my mother-in-law, 89, is doing crossword puzzles in the Sacramento Bee without cheating. So
yeah.
I've got a lot.
I mean, it's still, they know a lot about Alzheimer's, but there's still so much to learn. It's
uh-huh.
the brain.
Sure.
You know. We know what we know.
Okay, people that think that they may have that, this may be happening mm-hmm. in their family, who do they go see? Or are there tests that you would recommend that you can, you know, I've seen these at-home tests, but are those any good?
Honestly, I don't know much about the at-home test.
Uh-huh.
I would say if you notice your loved one or you notice yourself that you're having any type of cognitive shift or feeling, you need to really listen to your body. Because it may not be Alzheimer's. It could be something else. And so we really need to get in tune with our body and listening to the symptoms that we're having and go see our primary care physician, because they can run tests. And there's different types of tests. We use one at our center called the MoCA, which is the Montreal Cognitive Assessment.
Uh-huh.
It's just a tool. It's not the end-all. It's just a tool that we use. And it really doesn't it really takes a physician to do that diagnosis. And so that I would just suggest if you're having any kind of shift in your feeling in your body, go see your doctor and open up that conversation, because you can't prevent it, but you can do things to maybe slow it down or just be aware of it so you know what to expect and your family knows what to expect.
Okay, well, so you're part of the Dignity Health Connected Living. And
mm-hmm.
what are some of the things, what activities has Dignity Health done with the Healthy Brain Initiative?
So for us, we've provided support groups. We have a center. We also offer many resources at Dignity Health, but the main thing that we've done through this grant is provide a support group through the that was run by the Mind Body Medicine Group.
Uh-huh.
And that focused on the impact from dealing with the emotional part of Alzheimer's, the mental, the social factors, and how to relieve that stress from all of that that you're dealing with. And so it was a support group to help those people deal with all that stuff. Because there's a lot of, it's a hard disease.
Oh, no, I've helped people whose loved ones had dementia, and it is tough. And, you know, and it's not like it gets better. It never does get better.
No, it's just progressive. So it's like, it's hard. It's hard to watch, too. And plus, it's your loved one, and you want, you know, you're dealing with stuff that you probably didn't sign up for, but you love them, and you want to do the best by them.
Sure.
Because you know that the ultimate is that they are dying. This is a dying process. And so it's hard to watch and hard to be there. So the Mind-Body Medicine support group can help deal with all of that, what you're dealing with, to give you that support. And that plus you're with other people that are dealing with it, and that's really important, is to be around others that are going through the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Everybody who has this, as it progresses, eventually ends up in a care facility? And that's a question. It sounds like a statement, but it's kind of a question. Do they?
It just really depends on your ability to care for that person. Eventually, ultimately, it'd be nice to, everybody wants to stay in their homes, and that's where you want to end your life, is in your home and around the people you care for versus a facility. But sometimes it gets to a level to where it's just you can't anymore, because it's ending your quality of life. So it's a decision that has to be made, and it's really important to make those decisions with your loved one in the early stages, so that when the time comes, you don't feel all that guilt about facing them. So it's
I'm here with Wendy Haywood. She's the director of operations for the Adult Day Health Care Program for Dignity Health Connected Living. We're talking about Alzheimer's and dementia and what's available to people out there whose family has a member of their family with dementia or Alzheimer's, and some of the places you can go to. Now, you said there's so many of them. Can you, of course, you could come to you all with the Healthy Brain Initiative at the with Dignity Health Connected Living. And like you said, you have the Center for Mind-Body Medicine, which helps people, helps family members with handling the stress of a loved one with dementia, Alzheimer's. What else? What else do you have before we have to go on break?
As far as other agencies or
well,
passages,
other agencies or, your final comments on this.
Just know that you're not alone, that you reach out to your primary care physician, to the agencies within our community. Ask for help. Don't be afraid of it. Just ask for help. We all have some answers for you. We can connect you with people. We can just be that friendly voice to talk to and get you through the moment if needed. Just know that there are a lot of resources on this, and you just need to ask for help. And I think probably the first thing everyone needs to do is to accept the diagnosis and then move forward and plan accordingly, so that when you get to the end stage, or even as you're going through it, you have a clear plan of what it's going to look like as far as like legal and finances and placement and all those things. A lot of people don't like to plan for it, but it's important to do it in the beginning versus the end. Makes it a lot easier.
Well,
we're here to help.
It's really great advice on something that is facing so many of our people, so many of our friends and everybody, where they can go to. So we really appreciate this, Wendy.
Thank you.
And, everybody, this is something that maybe loved ones are starting to face, and you're starting to worry about it. It sounds like giving Wendy a call over at the Dignity Health Connected Living might help you get started. So thanks so much for being with us today, Wendy.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
You bet. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we should have our friends from Haven Humane joining us right after this.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov raising the specter of the Ukraine war going nuclear and is warning Ukraine against provoking World War III. Ukraine's Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba says his country cannot defeat the Russians without more help from the West.
As long as Russian soldier puts a foot on Russian, on Ukrainian soil, nothing is enough. And I want to be straight on it. We appreciate everything that has been done, including by the United States. We understand that for some, what has been done is already a revolution. But this is not enough as long as the war continues.
The U.S. meeting with more than 40 other Ukrainian allies in Germany, promising more weapons for Ukraine. Louisiana federal judge temporarily blocking President Biden from ending Trump-era Title 42 border restrictions amid a lawsuit by a couple dozen states to keep Title 42 in place. The Biden administration wants to end the Trump Remain in Mexico policy, keeping asylum seekers south of the border while their cases are processed in the U.S. The Supreme Court today has taken up the case with oral arguments. Man who refers to free speech as the bedrock of a functioning democracy is buying Twitter. Tesla CEO Elon Musk shelling out roughly $44 billion. Tech analyst Dan Ives says that where Twitter goes from here is anyone's guess.
Does it change it to a subscription platform? Freedom of speech, has it changed Twitter? I think more questions than answers at this point.
Former President Trump, who was banned from Twitter after the U.S. Capitol riot, indicates that he has no plans to return to the platform. Sharp losses on Wall Street this hour. The Dow down 458 points. The NASDAQ is off 377 for a loss of almost 3%. The S&P down 77. Townhall.com.
I'm about to compare a pepper shaker to a cash-out refinance. Hang with me. You know when you're at a restaurant and they ask, would you like some fresh ground pepper? And then they crank that giant tube, but almost nothing comes out? For me, only a certain amount of time is socially acceptable to wait. I know that getting that pepper out might make my life better, but it just seems too impossible. And that's what we hear people say about the cash-out refinance. People realize that the value of their home has gone up like hot pepper the last few years, leaving all this extra money sitting inside their home. But is it too hard to get out? It's Ryan from United Faith Mortgage. If you're interested in cashing out the extra pepper in your home, we're good at doing all the work while you just sit back and relax. And often, your mortgage payment and years in the loan will stay the same. If you'd like to hear about your options,
we are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Neville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Corporate NMLS number 1330. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Missiles and his mouth. Two things that North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un has been shooting off of late.
Dressed in a white military ceremonial coat and surrounded by powerful missiles, Kim delivered the remarks at a parade marking 90 years of the North Korean army. According to state media, Kim says he will continue to pressure the United States and its allies and threatens to use nuclear weapons if provoked. This comes as South Korean President-elect Yoon Suk-yeol gets ready to take office next month. Yoon has strongly criticized President Moon's response to North Korean threats and vows to strengthen their defenses and relations with the West. I'm Naomi Shannon.
China's capital, Beijing, is enforcing mass testing, also closing down access to neighborhoods as authorities try to contain a new COVID outbreak. Announcement of the testing had sparked panic buying in the city of 21 million yesterday. Today, though, things calmer. News and analysis at townhall.com. Lawmakers returning to Washington this week after a two-week break. They're facing questions over the future of $10 billion being sought by the administration to combat the COVID pandemic.
Additional funding was expected to pass before the break, but was held up over the GOP's demand for Democrats to put a vote on the floor concerning the future of Title 42, the Trump-era policy that blocks migrants from seeking asylum. However, Democratic leaders were hesitant to make the move, given that a number of senators at the time had criticized the administration's decision to end the program in late May. That problem has only grown in the meantime as vulnerable Senate incumbents, traditional administration allies, and even key committee chairmen have raised issues with the decision. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
New home sales tumbled last month, dropping 8.6% according to the government. Sales of new houses falling to an annual rate of 763,000. It's going to have Wall Street, the Dow down 466 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. We're on Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., and Linda's on assignment this morning. Today, the 26th of April, it's Tuesday, she's always on assignment, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. Jared's at the helm with the weather in the national day.
Good morning. Currently 59 degrees. Looks like it's going to be sunny today, partly cloudy tonight with a high of 76, low of 48. Tomorrow, sunny and mostly cloudy tomorrow night with a high of 76, low of 48. Tomorrow, we have a slight chance of rain, then mostly clear with a high of 69, a low of 45. On Friday, it's going to be sunny with a high of 76, a low of 52. On Saturday, we have a slight chance of showers, and it's going to be partly cloudy with a high around 81 and a low around 52. And on Sunday, mostly sunny with a high around 82, with a slight chance of showers Sunday night, then becoming partly cloudy with a low around 52. Oh.
Okay.
And National Day.
National Day is?
Help a Horse Day.
Help a Horse Day.
And it's also National Kids and Pets Day.
Okay. Well, that's good because we have Haven Humane with us. Say that the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business out of Anderson that does so much for so many people. They have discounts for seniors and veterans and much more. Just give them a call at 365-3793. And today, you know, of course, Cool April Nights is rolling. So today, let me see what we have going on today here. Wow. There's so much going on, I can't keep it straight. Okay, today, Tuesday, Kubler's Furniture is having it at the Shasta Center. Simpson University, where I'll be today for the for our quarterly meeting. Peach Restaurant and Brew House, show and shine today. Now, the Kubler's is going to go from 11 a.m. to 3. Simpson from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. Pete's from 5 p.m. to Pete's Restaurant from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Parsons Junior High Dinner and Entertainment goes from 6 to 8 today. And then tomorrow, Cool April Nights registration opens. So there's going to be a lot of things going on. Wow. So, you know, the Reading Drag Strip Show and Shine is going to be Wednesday. They have really, I mean, did you know that's the oldest drag strip in America? Is right here in Reading.
Really?
Continuously running. How about that?
Very cool.
We're trying to get this guy on. I think his name's Tony. And I want to get him on and talk about this. Anyway, we're here with our friend and the CEO of Haven Humane, Mark Story.
Good morning.
Come on, just put a little smile in your face. There you go. Come on, big fella. Hey, Bissell
Pet Foundation.
Foundation, but they are,
vacuum company.
Yep. We're just talking about trying to find words sometimes. The vacuum cleaner company. And, you know, you've heard of Bissell's forever, but you didn't realize that the daughter, who is now, what is she?
Kathy Bissell.
Is she like the CEO there?
Yeah. And she does so much for animals single year. And we are super proud and honored to be one of the partners of the Bissell Pet Foundation. They choose us every year for Empty the Shelter events. And so our Empty the Shelter event that's coming up starts next Monday. It goes May 2nd to May 15th. So all dog and cat adoptions are just $10.
This is great.
And right now we're at critical capacity right now. We are really, really full on dogs. Cats, we're doing okay. We're better on cats. We have a lot of cats that are up for adoption.
It's usually the other way around.
But we are really, really full on dogs right now.
Why do you think that is, buddy?
It's kind of that time of year.
Do you have puppies?
We have puppies that come in and out. Yes, we do.
I saw a black puppy somebody had.
Yesterday
looked like a lab or something.
Four puppies that were available, I know, yesterday. But it changes on a daily basis. But it is kind of, there's not really a puppy season like there is a kitten season, per se. But now, springtime is when we see more puppies than throughout the rest of the year. So, yes, puppies are coming in. So, yeah, we want to thank the Bissell Pet Foundation. Again, it's May 2nd through 15th. It's $10. You can make an appointment by calling 241-1653. Again, that's 241-1653. To look at our animals, you can also look on our Facebook page and our website, and they have adoptable animal pictures on there as well. And then something that I want to talk about for sure, our development department, Mandy and Trib, doing such a great job. And so we have a new YouTube channel. So if you go to YouTube and you go to Haven Humane, they're putting videos up on a pretty regular basis. And a lot of it is just what we do. A lot of it is just fun stuff. Showing what we do on a daily basis and some great stories. So check out our YouTube. If you want to follow and like, that would be fantastic. We really want to grow that, and we're really working hard. I should say they're really working hard. They're really working hard to up our social media presence and our social media game. They're doing a fantastic job of that. So please help us out. Go to our Facebook, go to our YouTube channel, check all that out. And we are definitely trying to get more social media savvy, so to speak.
Well, now that you should be on Twitter all the time. Be tweeting. Are you on Twitter?
No. I mean, I think I have an account, but yeah, no.
I don't even have an account. No, I don't. In fact, you know, you get see these things, you know, on YouTube or Facebook, and you go over to look at it. Oh, sign into your Twitter account, and I don't have one.
Yeah.
Oh, it's real easy. Yeah, it is. Yeah.
I
was taking drugs.
I think I have one, but I like, it would be one of those ones where I'm not sure if I know the password or the login or any of that stuff.
Hey, what's going on? You know what? If something that makes you worry about your brain, it's got to be passwords.
Mm.
And they tell you, don't use the same password. You should have a different password for every account. Are you kidding me? How many accounts do you have? You have banking accounts. You have YouTube. You have mail. You have, I mean, it just goes on and on and on. And you've got to have a different one.
Yeah, as far as anybody knows, I have about 30-plus accounts, I'm sure, at this point. And every single one of them has a different account.
Really?
Or a password. And they're all 16 to 20 characters. And they all have numbers, values, and everything in it.
You must have this on something.
I started with, as far as anybody knows.
You started with what?
As far as anybody knows, that's what I have, and that's what I do. The reality of that is different.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't.
I do the minimum, and I put a dollar sign on the end of it. There you go.
I have a few rotating passwords is what I have.
You know what? This is ridiculous. Okay. All right, so $10.
$10.
$10. $10, $10. Mm-hmm.
And that also goes hand in hand. Right now we're doing Stuff the Bus food drive. We always participate in Stuff the Bus. We really appreciate Stuff the Bus working with Salvation Army, and they do a great job of making sure that the donations stay local, so they go to local community members in need, which is something that we're very passionate about, and so are they, so we certainly appreciate that. So during Stuff the Bus food drive, right now until the Bissell goes on, all adoptions are $25 if you bring in some people food donations. We always have to say that because people want to bring in dog or cat food. This is for people food that are in need. The event itself will be held next Friday, May 6th. You can get more information on that. We will be there for a little while with a couple of dogs and bring in all of our stuff. But we will probably continue the Stuff the Bus. We usually continue it for about a week after it ends, so after May 6th. So we still ask people, if you're going to come in, take advantage of the Bissell Pet Foundation $10 thing, that's great, but please bring in some non-perishable foods so that we can donate that to Salvation Army and help those community members in our community that are in need.
Okay. You had – well, let's go for a break.
Okay.
It's about time. Not quite, but just almost. You know, if you've if you're not getting treatment for a work injury – a lot of people get injured on the job. And if you're not getting the treatment that you deserve, that for whatever reason, give Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. If you get a work injury and it's not being taken care of, it can change your life. The insurance company has more than enough lawyers. You should have one that knows workers' comp, and Patrick does. He worked for the insurance companies for a few years and then came out of there and said, you know what, I just don't like this because I don't like what I'm seeing. So now he's taking the other side, a former 101st Air Assault guy, a former law enforcement officer. Patrick Gorman's going to fight for you. Give him a call, 262-2168 today. We'll be right back with Mark's story.
Hot cars
and cool April nights
happening now through May 1st. Head on out to Shasta Center's Show and Shine on Churn Creek Road from 11 to 3.
There's also Show and Shines at Simpson University and Pete's Brew House this evening. Don't miss out. Parsons Junior High School Nacho Fundraiser at Pacific Auditorium, 6 to 8 p.m.
For a full lineup of today's events and Show and Shines, go to CoolAprilNights.com.
Get your tickets today at any of the 8 local Napa Auto Parts stores.
Don't miss the 31st Annual Cool April Nights, now through May 1st.
For a full schedule of events, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com. CoolAprilNights.com. Cool April Nights is sponsored in part by Redding Tourism and Marketing Group, Wind River Resort and Casino, Lithia Chevrolet, Cresco Equipment, Block Beverage, Save Mart, Crown Camera, McDonald's, Union Bank, and this radio station.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
North State Relief, a nonprofit serving Northern California communities, is raising awareness that there are free financial counseling services available to North State residents, provided by certified counselors at Balance Pro. They offer free HUD certified financial counseling for debt, rental, and mortgage assistance, student loans, and financial counseling for veterans and fire victims. Get advice from the pros at balancepro.org or by calling 1-800-777-PLAN. That's 1-800-777-7526.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta spring water.
Well, listen, everybody, let me tell you about rock and roll. Oh, feel that rhythm, and it's really gonna thrill your soul.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl and DeBott. Hey, it is 8:20 in the morning here on the 26th of April, and it's about 54 degrees out there. It's going up to 76 today. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. With all this craziness going on, and we were just talking about what happens sometimes for people when they get older. How about your retirement plan or your 401k or your health insurance? Give Judy a call for a second opinion on this, for a free review and evaluation. Give her a call at 221-0441. She's located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, and she's been helping people since 1993. Judy Maxwell, she knows what she's doing. We have insurance with Judy. I'm here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. We are at the critical capacity with dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And definitely. Out there, and with the Bissell Pep Foundation is sponsoring adoption fees starting May 2nd to May 15th. Adoptions are just $10. And if you're looking for that furry member of your family, this is a good time to go down and look. And I tell you what, y'all have been bringing in just adorable dogs. I tell you. Yeah, I mean, one of them is, I mean, every one of them you think, oh, this would be a great dog to have. I don't understand why you don't have 100 dogs, frankly. And you would, though, if you could.
I wouldn't because I know that I wouldn't be able to give enough attention to them.
Yeah.
I have four, and I think we'll probably get down to two or three, which is just right for us. I always say the minimum is two just because they always have a buddy to play with. But a lot of people just want one, and that's fine, too. But for me, the minimum is two because then they always have a friend to play with.
Yeah.
So when I'm not available to play, they've got somebody to roughhouse with and play with. Normally I'm in the mix with them too, but.
Hey, Camp Love a Pet starting.
Camp Love a Pet starts June 11th through 25th and July 16th through 30th. Both camps are full. We do have waiting lists for the camps though. So if you missed that and you wanted to get involved, you can definitely get on the waiting list. We have had a couple of people, that weren't able to go. So, there is a waiting list that is pretty short right now. So if you want to get on the waiting list, you're welcome to do that. I can't wait for the Camp Love a Pets. Speaking of, Cassie Badman, who is our volunteer coordinator, did a really cool thing. For Easter, she did an egg extravaganza, and what she did was her and a bunch of other folks from Haven filled up 135 plastic eggs with dog treats, and then they did two shifts, 8 to 10 and 10 to noon, on that Saturday, the 16th, I believe it was. It was the day before Easter, and the volunteers came in, they walked the dogs, and the dogs were allowed to get, I believe it was up to 6 eggs each, and so they had a field day finding the eggs, opening the eggs up, and then eating the treats and having a great time.
Wait a minute. The dogs went out and found the eggs?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they hit them. When I say they hit them, they were like in the fence, they were, you know, on the bench.
As soon as the dog found it, what the...
Either the dog opened it, which most of the time the volunteer opened the eggs, and the dogs got to eat the treats that were in there. They had a field day. It was so much fun.
Oh my gosh.
I went out for a little while and watched, and it was a lot of fun. The dogs were super, super excited. So, yeah, they hit 135 eggs. It was really cool.
Okay.
If you go to our Facebook page, just Haven Humane, you can see there's a whole bunch of photos that we took that day of the dogs coming in the eggs.
Both camps are full for Camp Love a Pet.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you can still come out and watch. And one of the things...
No.
Oh, no, both camps are full. Now, at some point, you usually bring in one of the kids and their pet. and they do a trick for us.
We have in the past, and we didn't last year, and I don't know if we're going to moving forward, only because it's a little bit more challenging now because we do two campers to one dog.
Okay.
And so now it's coordinating with two sets of parents, but it's definitely not out of something that I definitely am not going to do. I just got to figure out
how to do it.
Yeah, how to do it, and see
and we'll
if
give
it's
you a special
work.
Day.
Yeah. So we'll have to figure that out. I would like to be able to do it for sure. So in the June camp, we've actually upped the number. We're actually going to have 20 kids and 10 dogs in the June camp. So, and then we're going to have 18 kids and 9 dogs in the July camp, which is the highest that we've gone is 18. So this 20 will be definitely a little bit different. So, and we went to the two campers for one dog during COVID, and we realized that there was a whole bunch of benefits to doing that. And we really enjoyed it. We think it brings out a lot more teamwork for the kids. So they learn a lot more about teamwork, which is great. It really doesn't affect the dogs too much at all, except now they have two campers that are loving on them, which is great. So we really like it from a whole bunch of standpoints, and we only are dealing with 10 dogs, which is a little bit easier as well because now there's only 10 kennels that we have to lock out for, you know, 3 to 4 weeks. So, but, yeah, I love camp. I'm super excited. It's going to be here before I know it, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
You also have the Putt for Paws is coming up.
Yeah, the Daniel Zanna Memorial Putt for Paws is July 8th. It's going to be at Riverview. Registration is open. You can go to our website or Facebook to find links to that. If you'd like to sponsor or you want to register, you can call Mandy at 241-5262. Again, that's Mandy Development at 241-5262. As of yesterday, we still need to get, I believe it was 17 teams to register. So for us to fill, we usually do fill up. It's $125 a golf or $500 a team. We are still looking for some sponsors for both hole sponsors as well as a couple of the, like, longest drive, that kind of stuff. We still need some sponsors for that. It's going to be a lot of fun. We've got some great prizes. It's always a lot of fun. It's a great golf course. It's going to be July 8th. So please come out, support that. It's a great cause. And naming after Daniel just adds a little bit more for me. Because Daniel was a great friend. He was an amazing chief financial officer for Haven. And unfortunately, we lost him to COVID in the end of 2020.
To me, COVID was such a, a non-selective killer.
Yeah.
Because Daniel was young. Yeah. And, I mean, you think it's mainly old. If you look at it, it's mainly elderly people that have suffered from it and died. Mm-hmm. But every so often you get these. And so you just have to, wow. So, but he was a major part of Haven Humane, and I think this is great to have that.
Yeah, he was 7 days older than I am.
So you're just a kid.
I'd always give him grief about it, but call him a lot older. But he was 7 days older, and he was a...
I could be your daddy.
He was a very good friend and a great guy and an avid golfer. And so it was a good fit for us to name this after Daniel, and very fitting. And last year was the first time we'd done it, obviously. And instead of a moment of silence, we all kind of screamed because I, you know, just kind of hooted and hollered because Daniel was a very upbeat, positive, always liked to make people laugh kind of guy. And if I did a moment of silence for him, I think he'd probably be yelling at me from somewhere. So instead, we did a hooting and hollering, and I plan on keeping that tradition alive this year. So,
okay, that's going to be July 8th, and if you give Mandy a call at 241-5262, you can sign up. Now, the one that's one of my favorites because this is the one where you wear your spandex,
there
right?
We
the
go.
Zumba Bash.
Right. Yeah, I do not wear spandex.
Do you participate in this?
I don't know how to answer that. I'm gonna say no, or plead the fifth, one of the two. You know what? Jennifer Lozoya and Anderson Family Fitness do such an amazing job for us for the Zumba Bash because she puts it all together, her and her husband Omar, and she gets all these Zumba instructors from all the whole area to come in, volunteer, and they put on the most amazing dances and sets, and it's this huge show, and it's so much fun. It really, truly is. And that's going to be August 20th at 5:30 at Wind River Event Center. It's $20 pre-sale or $25 at the door for that. And, again, you can get more information on our website or Facebook. And Zumba Bash is a lot of fun. And, again, I can't thank Jennifer enough. She is absolutely amazing. Anderson Family Fitness for always putting this together for us. It is a really fun event. No, I will not be wearing spandex. But it is a really, really fun event. There's Zumba. There's great music. There's raffle items. There's some food. There's some drinking. It's a big party, and it's really cool.
Okay. Hey, we have Dave Cox on the phone from KIXE. Dave, good morning.
Carl, how are you? Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
I just wanted to thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to encourage your listeners, if you've never had an opportunity to adopt a pet at Haven, I can't recommend it enough. I've adopted two, recently a beautiful two-year-old named Shiloh, and he's just become the love of our family. And the people down there are amazing. The crew's amazing. Just everything about Haven is very, very impressive. And KIXE is looking forward to attending their gala coming up here down the road. We've sponsored a table, a media table, and we just want to let everyone know how much we support Haven Humane.
Well, Dave, you all support so much in our community, and we're so happy that we've got somebody like you and the members of KIXE TV. It's going strong. It's what? How many years now for KIXE?
We've been the local PBS station since 1964.
Wow!
And just a wonderful experience to be a part of it. But I won't take all your time. But I just wanted to thank your guests. And for all the great things they do, and encourage your listeners, if you've never had that experience, don't go buy a dog. Go down and adopt a wonderful pet that's waiting down at Haven.
Absolutely.
Dave, thanks a lot. And Shiloh is a great boy. You just adopted him very recently, didn't you?
I did. I just adopted him about maybe a month and a half ago, and he's already just the love of our life, and he's just an amazing animal.
Yeah, he's a good boy. That's great. Thanks for adopting. Thanks for the support, and thanks for doing everything you guys do. KIXE is amazing. And we're lucky to have you guys.
Thanks, Dave.
Well, thank you. We feel the same. Have a great day.
You bet. Okay, well, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Quick and Clean Car Wash. That's where I go down there. I take my F-150 through there. It makes it look brand new at the other end. Well, as brand new as a 2006 F-150 can look like, but great people. Brushless wash, special wax and soap in there to get your car nice and clean. Super people, like I said, dry it off with clean towels at the end. It's located at the corner of Market and Eureka Way, Quick and Clean Car Wash, right next to Dutch Bros. If you buy 5 car wash coupons, you get 1 free. You buy 10, you get 3 free at Quick and Clean Car Wash. We'll be right back.
Tutankhamun, wonderful things, treasures from the Pharaoh's tomb, is open now through September 5th in Reading at Turtle Bay Museum, featuring authentic reproductions of King Tut's ancient Egyptian treasures. Presented by Senator Kay Maurice and Marianne Johannesson in association with the Museum of Ancient Wonders. This exhibition is included with paid park admission, free for Turtle Bay members. Tutankhamun, wonderful things, treasures from the Pharaoh's tomb, open now through September 5th at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Did you know staying active can reduce your risk of developing Alzheimer's and dementia by 45%? 2.5 hours of moderate physical activity each week is recommended. Activity for 15 to 20 minutes a day can make a difference. Take a walk, go for a swim, or dance in your living room. For more healthy brain tips and resources on Alzheimer's and dementia, visit ShastaHealthyBrain.com. This message is from Shasta County Health and Human Services, supported by the California Department of Public Health Alzheimer's Disease Program Healthy Brain Initiative.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to kcnr1460.com and click on the archives link.
come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Proven experience. Fighting for you.
This is Stephanie Bridget, your Shasta County District Attorney. I've spent 2 decades fighting for your safety. I've personally prosecuted murderers, rapists, and child molesters, sending them to prison for life. I have met with and advocated for thousands of victims, giving them a voice against those that have harmed them. I am tough on crime and support a bigger jail. Vote for me, Stephanie Bridget, on June 7th.
Paid for by Stephanie Bridget for District Attorney 2022.
I'm Ed Rollman, a third-generation Shasta County native, business owner, and founder of the Merchants Crime Watch. District Attorney Stephanie Bridget has a 20-year proven record of fighting for the safety of Shasta County, including protecting local businesses from repeat offenders. That's why I support her re-election. We don't need someone like her opponent, a workers' comp lawyer with no experience who will need on-the-job training. Vote Stephanie Bridget for Shasta County District Attorney.
Paid for by Stephanie Bridget for District Attorney 2022.
Remember us, the Tula Kids? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dish dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. It's been there for several decades. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They work by appointments only, 244-9478. And I tell you, I just like this place. It's the only place I've had my hair cut. It's Man's Last Stronghold. It's the last place you can go in there. And their idea of hairstyling is put on a little more butch wax. And that's it. Okay, it's a great place. Love it. Okay, hey, tonight at Charlie's Tap House, right here downtown off of Pine Street, Linda and I are going to be there along with Tracy Edwards and Tracy Neal and Stephanie Bridget and Baron Browning, Mark Mazzano and Anderson Police Chief John Pileski is going to be. We're all going to be there. And what are we doing? We're wanting to bring awareness to child abuse prevention efforts in Shasta County. So we're all going to make a celebrity pizza. That's right. And we're going to – Linda and I have already come up with the recipe. We've already come up with the name. And whoever wins is going to be featured that night in the month of May at both the Redding and Anderson location. And it's a fundraiser for Teen Focus Programs for Pathways to Hope for Children. So come on down, and you can vote on the pizza, and you can watch Linda and I attempt again to make the winning pizza at Charlie's Tap House. Again, it's on Pine and Shasta Street. It starts at 5 p.m. Okay, We're here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
And we've talked about so many things that are happening.
Let me tell the pet story.
Okay.
So I'm going to read this because this was written for this. So a county animal control officer brought in a dog from North Reading that would not bear weight on his left leg, and his right leg was also compromised. It was thought he had been hit by a car or fallen out of the back of a truck and sustained an injury to his leg, plus had scabs on his forehead and mouth. The prognosis wasn't good because if there were no improvement, we could not amputate his left leg since his right leg wouldn't be able to support his weight. Our staff wanted to give this lovable guy the best possible outcome, so we put him on pain medication and anti-inflammatories, and one of our staff took him home and started physical therapy with him. He improved steadily and in 2 weeks was brought back for adoption. The day after he was brought back to Haven, he got adopted. His right leg completely improved, and he still limps on his left leg, but is bearing weight on it, and it is as playful and able as any dog. His name was Rhodey, and he is the happiest dog you'll ever meet. He spent some time in my office with me, and every time he'd remember that I was in there, he'd come over to my desk, hop in my lap.
How big is he?
He's probably 55, 60 pounds.
What kind of dog?
He's a pity mix.
Okay.
He's brown. He's absolutely beautiful. The best eyes. And he's just the sweetest, most lovable guy. So happy. And, you know, I know we don't have a vet yet. We're still searching high and low for a vet, trying to find a new veterinarian to come help us at our hospital. But we do have vets that are helping out. And we have a great staff that still remains. And so working with them, we were able to get Rhodey the treatment that he needed and get him into a loving forever home. So I want to thank the staff. I want to thank Janet for fostering him. I want to thank Bridget and her team for taking care of him. And I want to thank Dr. Fox for helping out with that as well. So it was a total team effort. And, you know, because of that, Rhodey's in a home. And, he's one of those dogs that you talk about, you know, when you bring him in. If you met him, you'd be like, how did somebody ever not come looking for him? Because he's just the happiest, most loving, goofy dog. Just a great guy. So we were super excited when he started bearing weight because that meant we were going to be able to save him and give him the chance. And then only a day in the shelter, that was awesome to get adopted. And, I mean, like I said, once you meet this dog, you fall in love with this dog. He's just a great, great, happy, goofy boy. So I wanted to share that.
Well, you know, it's always good to see a success story.
Oh, yeah.
That's for sure. Now, we talked about dogs.
Mm-hmm.
What about kittens?
Kittens, yeah. So it's kitten season right now. So we want to remind people that if they find a litter of healthy kittens with round tummies, please let their moms continue to take care of them. Mom cats go out for several hours to find food and water but will return for the litter. Moms can also spend several hours moving their litter to a safer place. So if you see a lone kitten or a pair, keep an eye on them and be sure the mother's not coming back for them before removing them. It really is traumatizing for both the mother and the kittens to be separated, and it's unhealthy for them, too. They're a lot better off with their moms. Now, if you don't see them and it's been hours or they don't have that fat belly, they're not looking great, then absolutely call us or bring them in, and,
okay.
And we'll help out. Yeah, our kitten nursery is full pretty much on a daily basis, but whenever we get space, we're taking in kittens in our kitten nursery. It's at full running. We've got staff staffing it 24/7 right now. We're hoping to save even more kittens' lives. And then always looking for new foster families to come in and help us foster these kittens, because what we do is once they get weaned, we're looking to get them into foster care and so that they can get some socialization until they're old enough and weigh enough to get spayed and neutered. Then we can put them up for adoption and find their forever home. So foster parents are extremely important to us. So if you are willing to foster, want to foster, want to find more information about fostering, give us a call, 241-1653, and you can talk to our foster coordinator at Haven, or you can look on our website, havenhumane.org, and get more information on that as well. Along with that, volunteering. That's another part of our foster and volunteering program. Our volunteers are amazing. We couldn't do what we do without them. The extravaganza was because of the volunteers, and really for the volunteers, as much as for the dogs. So if you're interested in volunteering, go to our website, havenhumane.org. There's an application on the website. Fill that application out. That will go to Cassie. Cassie will get in touch with you about the next steps for volunteering. And we have volunteer opportunities everywhere. So there's tons of opportunities. Don't think that you just have to walk dogs or socialize cats. There's other opportunities that we have for volunteers. And we definitely, definitely appreciate all our volunteers. In fact, we're having a volunteer appreciation luncheon a week from Saturday. So May 7th, we're going to have all the volunteers there. We're going to make them lunch and thank them for everything that they do. We'll give out our Volunteer of the Year Award for 2021. And just celebrate with the volunteers. We love our volunteers.
Well, you know, as you've said, you know, you all run on volunteers. There's so many volunteer organizations in this town. It's volunteers. Without volunteers, you couldn't do it. I mean, of course, Haven Humane, but look at all the other, nonprofits. Look at the Asphalt Cowboys and Reading Rodeo Association. I mean, those are all volunteers doing all this stuff. And it's an amazing community we have. Okay, we're going to have to take a quick break here. And this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank's been around here for 15 years. Four branches, the newest one down in Anderson at 2727 Ventura Street. I stopped by the one in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way in Red Bluff just the other day. It's absolutely fabulous. And they have been helping move local dreams forward for 15 years. Locally owned, local board of directors. You can learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
Hand me down a walking cane, hand me down my hat. Hurry now and don't be late, cause we ain't got time to chat. You and me, we're going out to catch the latest sound. Guaranteed to blow your mind, so high you won't come down.
Shasta County voters, Stephanie Bridget is perpetrating a public safety hoax.
Pull the curtains back. Look through the smoke and mirrors.
Recently, Bridget claimed a 92% conviction rate in 2021. The truth? Bridget lost 18 out of 33 felony trials. More pathetic, Bridget lost 5 of 7 cases involving sex crimes on young children. Overall, Bridget has a 63% conviction rate on all felonies. Do you feel safer now? Stephanie Bridget, it's time for the public to know the truth. Prove your numbers.
Paid for by Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidates or candidates.
Just in time for Mother's Day. From cottage to culture, whimsical garden accessories, and fashionable jewelry, including pendants, pins, and pearls, you'll find them at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Open Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from 10 to 6, Sunday, noon to 5. Closed on Tuesdays. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage, 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Call 530-365-1399. That's 530-365-1399.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
I'm Sandra Jennings. I've been an astrologer for over 50 years. My expertise in studies of the movements of the sun, moon, and planets and how they relate to each other can help me to identify your best possible life using your birth chart or yearly solar return. Contact me through Facebook at Sandra Jennings or Sandra Jennings Astrology, or email me at sandrajennings85@gmail.com.
Hi. My name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take a chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California.
I think my bag's gone.
And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Tutankhamun, Wonderful Things, Treasures from the Pharaoh's Tomb is open now through September 5th in Reading at Turtle Bay Museum, featuring authentic reproductions of King Tut's ancient Egyptian treasures. Presented by Senator Kay Maurice and Marianne Johannesson in association with the Museum of Ancient Wonders. This exhibition is included with paid park admission, free for Turtle Bay members. Tutankhamun, Wonderful Things, Treasures from the Pharaoh's Tomb, open now through September 5th at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
That's my kid. That's my daughter singing.
Is that right?
Yeah. He's a man, Jared. I put a big smile on my face. This is a video that Haven did a few years back, and my daughter went into the recording studio and recorded it.
This is great.
See?
Is this on your website?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right? It's still on our website, right? You found it on our website?
I got it on YouTube.
Oh, on our YouTube. It is on our YouTube site, yeah.
Great. Great. Hey, I'm here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. How long you been there, Mark?
Got to be just over 9 years.
Nine years. My gosh. Yeah. He's a veteran. He's a retired Air Force guy. Airman that used to fly in the big planes, and he flew the tanker hose that went back. I mean, well, whatever you call it, what do you call it?
It's a boom.
It's a boom, yeah. But it's a huge hose too.
It's a boom. There's no hose on that. There's a hose that comes off the wings. That's the drogue, but we don't really fly that.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So the boom goes back, and then it feeds in, and then once you make that link, you can pump how many gallons?
A lot.
I mean, like a minute.
Yeah, a lot.
Oh, really? I mean, you can fill it up quick.
Yeah. It's like 4,000, I think, a minute, something like that.
4,000 gallons.
Up to, that would be if you're doing a heavy.
Ooh,
yeah. Like
cool.
Doing it like a C5 or something. Yeah.
Okay, what else we have here?
So our vaccine clinics have started up again. They're not every Wednesday, but they're almost every Wednesday. So check our Facebook page to make sure, and our schedule on our website to make sure that we're doing the vaccine clinics. They're on Wednesdays from 2 to 4. We are limiting it to the first 30 pets. Just because we are short on staff still, so we're working to do that. But we have been doing that, and it's been very successful. Along with that, at those clinics, we have microchips for $20. Now, on the Wednesday, we have them for $35. Any other time, you can walk into our shelter building and get those. But I do want to say that on Wednesday, April 14th, this is just one day, at three different times of the day, lost dogs were brought in by their finders, and all three were microchipped. We were able to get them back to their families the same day. So microchips work, folks, and they're very inexpensive. It's better than anything else because they're sitting right there. We have our wands. We get the information. As long as you keep that information updated, we can call you and say, hey, your dog is here, or your cat, or whatever the case may be. So please think about microchipping. And like I said, the vaccine clinics is great. I have to save the date for everybody. Bark, Wine, and Brew, we talked about it earlier. KIXC is going to be there, which is going to be great, and we're going to have tons of folks there. We are selling out of these tables very quickly. So it's going to be Bark, Wine, and Brew will be at the Wind River Event Center on October 1st, Saturday, October 1st. If you're interested in getting a table, please contact, again, our development department at 241-5262. That's Mandy at 241-5262 for Bark, Wine, and Brew. If you're looking to sponsor or get a table, just look into that. A couple quick reminders. We do have our Putt for Paws. Our Daniel Zanna Memorial Putt for Paws is July 8th. We are open for registration right now, so please give us a call, 241-5262. Go online to our website, havenhumane.org, or Facebook to get more information. Register or sponsor. So we have tons of tea sponsorship opportunities and a couple other bigger sponsorship opportunities for that. And then the biggest thing, we're full. So, we got lots of dogs right now looking for homes. So, thanks to the Bissell Pet Foundation, we have our Empty the Shelter event May 2nd through 15th. Adoptions are $10, but even right now it's only $25 if you bring in some non-perishable foods for Stuff the Bus. So lots of stuff going on at Haven. It's starting to get warm. It's going to get warmer. Jared and I were talking about this before I came on, you know, it's going to be hot before we know it. Start thinking about your pets. Don't put them in the back of trucks. Don't leave them in the car. Have shelter and water for them when you're gone.
When it's 110,
and really think about it.
When it's 110 out and you're walking your dog along the street, you might want to put your hand down on the cement. Yeah. See how hot that is, because even if their paws are hotter, I mean harder and tougher than your hand, but still, if it's hot for you, it's going to be hot for them.
Yeah, they'll burn. And then check out our YouTube. Check out our YouTube page. And please like that, subscribe, do whatever you got to do. I don't know what all the buzzwords are for that. But check that out. You can hear that song. We had a lot of fun doing that. That was a few years ago. But we had a lot of fun making that song. And there's a lot of fun videos on there. There's a lot of stuff about what we're doing now. And we're going to continue that. They're making videos almost weekly right now and putting those up. So you kind of get a snapshot, a little behind the scenes of what goes on at the shelter.
You know, Curtis Byron just sent me an email yesterday. And it's about military war dogs. And he just sent me a whole bunch of photos here. And of course, Curtis Byron, Siskiyou Insurance, sponsors our community calendar. But this is, these photos are so touching. Everything from, a handler that's laying on a cot with the sleeping, obviously exhausted, and the dog laying on them.
Oh, yeah.
And, the photos of dogs that have been injured, and they're not gross photos, but being treated, there's a number of photos in here. I'm going to forward this to you.
Yeah, please do. Yeah, and, I actually saw a video yesterday on Facebook. I told my wife Tina about it, and I teared up a little bit, but it was a military funeral for a dog handler, and so they had the casket with the flag draped over it, and they brought the dog in that was his dog.
Yeah.
And the dog pulled the handler that was holding him all the way down the aisle of the church towards the casket. And halfway, the guy just lost control of him, and the dog took off. And he runs right to the casket, and he jumps up with his paws up on the flag. And he just kind of stands there for a minute, and then he just doesn't make a sound. And then he just releases his paws. He sits down, he lays down next to the casket. And I was just... Yeah.
How could you not lose it? Yeah. How could you not lose it on that one? They've got a photo of one like that.
Yeah.
The dog is just laying there next to the casket. Another one of them in front of a gravestone.
I told my wife after we talked about that. I told Tina. I said I don't ever want to live without a dog. I don't ever want to live without a dog. I am very close to my dogs. They are a very important part of our family, and losing him is very difficult, but I would do it all again with each and every one of them. Snooki was the same, and
I tell you what, there isn't hardly a day goes by that we don't talk about that dog, and we will get another dog. It's just not right now.
Yeah, no, you know,
it's got to be the right time.
And I just, that bond that you make with them. And look, I know that there's people out there that are cat people, and it's the same. Like, you have a bond with your cat. You have a bond with your horse. You know, we have bonds with these animals. And, you know, if you're an animal person, you get it. And if you're not, you don't. And, I don't know. I think that, having a dog is, to me, a very special thing. Having a pet that you care about is a special thing because, you know, they return it, and they all return it in different ways. Some a little bit more loving than others. Some a little more nonchalant.
Horses are a little more nonchalant.
Right, yeah.
But you can tell, you know, they come up to you and put, you know, nuzzle you and, sniff your ears and all this. There's that herd instinct there. But it's not the same as a dog or a cat, especially a dog who just becomes part of your life, if not all of your life. You know, you find yourself making decisions based on that.
Our little guy Chopper is the most animated, most personality dog I've ever had. And I've had dogs since I was a kid. I mean, for years. And he's the most animated. I mean, when we come home, he tells us all about his day, and he just barks and barks and barks. And that little face and those eyes, you can tell he's just convinced that we understand every word he's saying. And of course I do, right? And then when he gets done, he just kind of looks and, you know, and we just give him hugs and give him loves. He's just the best. So.
And so there's a lot of dogs down there at Haven Humane. It's a good time to come down there and find that special friend that's going to make a big change in your life. Okay, one more time here is that Linda and I are going to be down at Charlie's Tap House today, the one on Shasta Street in Pine. We're going to be there at 5 p.m. And for our celebrity, I don't know about celebrity, but, you know, the celebrity pizza making, a lot of people are going to be down there. And it's to bring awareness to, it's a fundraiser for teen-focused programs of Pathways to Hope for Children. That include the Reading Teen Center, Anderson Teen Center, and Camp Hope Pathways Program. Charlie's is going to donate 20% of all sales for the entire night and a designated amount from every celebrity pizza sold. Come on down there because we've got one. We're going